This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you. My name is Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning in the new year of 2026. And I would like to wish you well this year, and I pray God will bless you abundantly in all the areas of your life. I want to take this moment this morning to speak to you about going by another way in 2026. Now, I want to read to you this morning from Matthew chapter 2, and I read from verse 5 to 12, and this is what it says. So they said to him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him. And when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they had opened their treasures. They presented gifts to him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. I want to speak to you this morning about going by another way in 2026. Hear the account of the wise men. Then they divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed not for their own country. Another way. They went another way. And so we've had Christmas, and Christmas brought to all of us different experiences of joy and sadness. For many, Christmas time is a time of nostalgia, a time to be sentimental, a time for looking back over the year and the goals achieved and those we did not achieve. Every Christmas, we all watch some nativity play. Now, here I need to be careful. We always see the shepherds, yes. They were present the night Jesus Christ was born. They were in the fields watching over their sheep. They saw the glory of God. They heard the angels sing to announce the birth of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Now, here is where I put both feet into my big mouth. In all nativity plays, the wise men come and bring their gifts to Jesus, and we suppose there were only three, because there were three gifts. One of gold for a deity, frankincense, a fragrance of life, and myrrh, bitter, and it speaks about hurt and suffering. At this point, we need to break the news to you all that the wise men that were there were not there the night Jesus was born. You got that? They weren't there the night that Jesus was born. The wise men not only were three, we believe there could have been more than the three. Because if we read the account that we've just been reading from Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12, it tells us, then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return, they departed to their own country another way. Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry and sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. So there we learn something about the wise men. These wise men arrived and they were led by a star. Verse 9 and 11 tells us, and when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. That's what it tells us then. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child. Listen carefully. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had presented their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And by this time, Jesus must have been about 2 years old. Notice that come into the house. In all likeliness, the house was in Nazareth. These wise men came from Persia, and they were astrologers. They knew a king had been born, and they came to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it says. And when they found him, they fell down and they worshipped him in verse 11. They worshipped, notice, Jesus. They didn't worship Mary. You got that clear? After seeing Christ, they were warned by divine communicators. What were they told? Verse 12. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. You've got that? They departed another way. What challenging words as we face the time in which we are now. You see, we've just begun a new year, 2026. And some of us are like, it says in the words of on a hamster wheel. You know, a hamster has a wheel and it goes round and round and round and round. But the hamster is going nowhere on a tread wheel. The same way we face the same challenges, the same battles, the same issues in our lives. What we faced in 2025, we will face in 2026. And that is why so many are just worn out and tired. Yes, you see, my friends, we need to hear again. We seem like we're banging our heads against some wall over and over again. Some never seem to learn the lessons life brings our way. The wise men were warned and they listened. And the Bible says they went home another way. You got that? They went home another way. What a challenge to us all as we face 2026. Let me say to all, what is before you is far more important than what is behind you. God says to you, there is a new day. This is our new day. We're on the eighth day. I'm recording this today on the eighth day of January 2026. It's a new year that is before you. And let me start by saying to you, we need to go another way in our thinking. Yes, another way in our thinking. Why do I say that to you this morning? I want to read these words that come from Romans chapter 12. And this is what Romans says to us, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the, what? The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You got that? You see? The perfect will of God. Our thinking needs to be changed. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If your thinking is limited, then I'm telling you this morning, your life will be limited. Your mind needs to be renewed. You say to me, Brian, that's all good and well. How do I renew my mind? I study the Word of God, the Bible. I study the Bible, I renew my mind, I regurgitate the words over in my mind, the Word of God, the promises of God, all that God has promised and said to me. You see, we need to believe the promises of God for your life in 2026. Some of you have put the limits on your life in the way you think, and it's time to go today to make a decision. This year, 2026, I'm going to go another way. It's time to speak the promises of God over your life. It's time to stop speaking negatively. I'll never make it. I'll never get the promotion. I'll never be management material. What you speak, let me say to you, is what you are going to get. Proverbs 18:21 says this to us this morning. It says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And it's time to go another way. Start declaring God is for me. That's what you need to say today. God is for me. I know God loves me, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me the power and the ability. And some of you like sitting and talking with negative people because they just like you and agree with you. No, I want you today to make a decision. Let's go another way. Confess what God's word says about you. You need to understand that. You need to confess this morning, I'm the head and not the tail. I am blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed above everything else. I'm blessed. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer in 2026. I'm going to see God work on my behalf. Please hear me, people, this morning. I want you to hear me this morning. You see, otherwise, you're going to go the same way you went in 2025. You're going to go through loss, yes. And some of you, you've had your dreams shattered in 2025. Maybe the dreams have died within your heart in 20. You've come to the end of 25 and the dreams, you said, I never achieved them. I never got there. And maybe they've died within you. Maybe the dreams in your life, you've been divorced and things have gone wrong. Maybe you've been abused. Yes, maybe you've had sexual abuse in your life. Yes, maybe your child's been raped, drugs, your children are on drugs. Maybe you are suffering from loneliness. Maybe you've been through a bankruptcy. But I want to say to you this morning, you need to change the confession of your mouth. This is past. Paul says, I press on towards the goal. Things have happened in my life. They've happened to all of us. And we go through them. We have to work through them and take time. But we don't camp there and we don't stay there. This year, you're going to see God's grace upon your life. You're going to see God doing something special in you and through you. But you can't stay in bad thinking. There's also a time to rise up. There's a time to dust yourself off. Put on a fresh attitude. Start pressing forward in your life. You cannot stay at the point you are at right now. Get up. I say to you this morning, in the name of Jesus, get up and start again. It's time, like the wise men, to go another way. It's time for you to sit down and write out a vision statement for your life for this year. What is your vision statement for your life for this year? This is where I want to be by the end of 2026. lives. This is where I want to go in 2027. This is what I want to achieve in my life and pursue it with God's help and with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:18, without vision, people perish. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. You need to set the course of your life. You need to write it down. You need to put it up somewhere. You can read it all the time. Are you going to go another way in 2026? You see, we need to be committed to the things of God. And if we're committed to the things of God, then we want to see our lives develop. We want to see us not only developing in our work situation, in our relations, in our home, in our family, but also spiritually in our lives. Maybe you've reached a dead end in your life. Maybe you came to the end of 2025 and things didn't seem to be working out for you the way you thought they would work out for you. Let me say this to you this morning. Are you going to go another way in 2026? In your own life spiritually? Are you going to grow in Jesus? Grow in Jesus in 2026? Are you going to allow the Holy Spirit to produce fruit in your life? John 15:5 tells us, without me you can do nothing, and you will bear mega fruit if we connected to the source, and the source is Jesus, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us and produces fruit in our lives. I hear in these days so many people say to me, well, Brian, I've drifted away from God in 2025. God seems to have shut the heavens on me. I've drifted away from God. There can be reasons for that, but we don't spend time in the Word of God, seeking God. The Bible says in James 4:18, if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Hear it. If you draw near to God, he will draw near. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch your life again today. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak that you're going to have positive thinking. You're going to put a plan in place for your life. You're going to go in the right direction with your life this year. You see, God has good things, I want to say to you this morning, in store for your life for 2026. God is not mad with you. God is madly in love with you. We don't put in the effort to be in God's house. Many of us we've stayed away from church for a long time. There was COVID, we stayed away. We don't go to church, we watch online. You need to be in the house of God. I want to tell you that this morning. I know what I'm talking about. You need to be with other believers because other believers are going to encourage you. That's why we go to the house of God, to be encouraged by the other, by the word of God that we hear. And be planted in the house, we will flourish. We will grow if we planted in the house of God. And so we're going to be fed from the word of God. It's going to cause our spirit to grow in us. And Jesus becomes more and more as he lives in us and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, you know, my friends, we're so wrapped up in our own lives. Yes, we're so busy, we can't serve God, we can't do this, we can't help, we can't do anything else. I want to tell you this, at the beginning of 2026, get your priorities right. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to your life. Seek God, make him the pursuit in your life. We seek in him, his righteousness, because we know him and we love him and we want to serve him. You see, my friends, we pursue so many other things in our life. We go after money, material possessions. And that keeps us from pursuing God. You see, and we don't lay treasures up in the kingdom, and which have eternal value than the things on earth. Everything else will one day go up in smoke. I'm sorry to tell you that this morning. They will go up in smoke. They are temporary. There are things on this earth that are temporary, here to help you. Are we going to go another way in 2026, serving God in his house? Do one thing, just one thing. Do one thing, pour tea. Welcome people to church. Do one thing where the local church, where you are. Do one thing. Then, you know what? To be Christ to those in need. Some of us are just plain selfish Christians. It's all about me, me, me. No, it's about others. Jesus lived. He poured his life into the furrow of humanity. He was there for the needs of others. You see, my friends, we're so centered in ourselves. We talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to achieve, what our children, we want them to achieve. How about caring for somebody else? Caring for somebody else. Jesus came into the world to serve. Are we going to go another way in 2026? In the way we serve others, in the way we give of ourselves, and be there for people. Some people just want a listening ear. Listen to people. Stop and allow them to talk. Let us go another way in 2026. Be generous with people. That's what I want to say to you. Be generous with people. Be generous with your life. It's not until you and I come to a place and we say, Lord Jesus, I want you to live your life in me and through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we give ourselves away by serving others. Jesus came to serve. He was a servant. He came to serve. People talk about being in the ministry. And I get so tired of people say, I'm in the ministry. The ministry means I'm a servant of God. That's all I am. I'm giving myself away all the time into the needs of other people. But you know, my friends, you can make a quality decision this morning. On this, the eighth day I'm recording this, but then maybe when you hear it, the day you hear it, in 2026, make a quality decision. Watch God grow you. Watch God stretch you. Watch God work in you and through you by the Holy Spirit. Watch the Holy Spirit as he changes you this year into the likeness of Jesus in 2026. This, I want to say, can be the best year of your life. If you go another way, not the same old way, go another way. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I'm available. Use me. Use me this year. Build things into my life this year. Build things that will stand the test of time. That I put the word of God into my life. I get my priorities straight. I keep focus on Jesus above everything else. This year will be the best day of the rest of my life. And it can be for you. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, will you do that this morning? You can begin this new year a new way. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord Jesus, without you, I'll never make it in life. I can't live this Christian life by myself. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need the power of your Holy Spirit. Then pray this prayer with me. Put your hand on your heart and say, Living Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you that you've taken care of all my sins, past, present, and future. I'm now a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I thank you that I've been given a brand new life in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to live for you day by day. And I'm going to share you with others. And I'm going to bless other people's lives. I'm going to pour my life out, just like you did, into the lives of other people, that we may bring glory to our Father in heaven. If you have prayed that prayer this morning, say, Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in today. You prayed it. You meant it. Then you've been born again into the family of God. God bless you. God guide you. God love you as you go out this year and allow Jesus Christ to live his life in you and through you, because you're not going the same old way you've gone year after year after year. You're going another way in 2026. If we can be of help to you at Radio K Pulpit, then won't you contact 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744. There are people there that are willing to help you, counsel you, and pray with you. You can contact me, Pastor Brian. My number is 021-552-4096, 021-552-4096. 4096, between Monday and Thursday, between 9 and 12. I'll be only too glad to help you. I pray today you're going to make a decision to go another way with Jesus, and your life is going to be the best life you're going to live this year through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. God love you, God bless you, and God guide you. It's my prayer for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.